You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The newest lawsuit Wisconsin has joined against the Trump administration has now been filed in court. The state is part of dozens of these cases now challenging the federal government. This suit is over health care for trans kids. A week into his presidency, President Donald Trump signed an order restricting care for people under 19. Attorney General Josh Call says since then, the Department of Justice has subpoenaed providers, demanded private patient data, and suggested that providers could be charged with crimes. The lawsuit argues this order has no legal basis, and every National Medical Association says care is necessary for trans youth who face some of the highest suicide rates in the nation. 15 other states are part of this lawsuit. Meanwhile, we're waiting on more people to join the race for governor. One of the best-known political analysts has now weighed in. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Larry Sabato has chimed in on the governor's race. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics crystal ball now rates the Wisconsin governor's race as a toss-up after Governor Tony Evers announced he's not running again. The open seat contest adds uncertainty, though Democrats have reason to be hopeful, like a recent big win in a state Supreme Court race. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially jumped in, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says he's gearing up to join the race. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have already declared their campaigns.
Believe it or not, we're only a few weeks away now from the start of the school year, and when it comes time to sign up for extracurriculars, families should know that activities have a positive impact on kids' mental health, as long as there aren't too many. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service tend to have better mental health. Extracurriculars are organized activities that teach important life skills like teamwork, interpersonal communication, and stress management, which in turn bolster kids' well-being and improve their lifetime outcomes. Linda Hall, director of the Office of Children's Mental Health, says, quote, extracurriculars also increase belonging, which is essential to mental well-being, end quote. Historically, many students have been involved in school activities like band, theater, and student government, as well as sports. Students also join after-school clubs or take lessons in their community. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school.
Meanwhile, local organizations are collecting school supplies for families in need before the semester starts. Goodman Community Center will give supplies to 750 students in a few weeks, and they could use more donations. The Lucier Community Education Center will give supplies to 300 kids. And starting today, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County will provide supplies for 500 local kids. They're also accepting donations. And hippie Christmas is upon us. Students are starting to pack up their apartments downtown, even though we're about 10 days away from moving day. Starting today, the Madison Streets Division will be doing extra collections near campus and in student neighborhoods. A majority of student leases end on August 15th, so we've got some time, but soon we'll have all kinds of futons and storage ottomans out on the curb.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show, making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.